My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Thank you for tuning in to The Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity. I can feel it. On our last episode, I talked about the importance of being still. It says in Psalms 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." If you haven't taken a listen to that episode, I highly recommend it. But today I want to talk about when Jesus calms the storm. Now, how many of us feel like we are just in this crazy storm? I know so many believers that are under attack right now. And the storm that they're in just seems never ending. And maybe that's you. Maybe you feel like, you know, the storm that you're in is never ending. And I want to start out with reading Mark 4, 35 through 41. And it says, "On that day, when the evening came, Jesus said to them, 'Let's go over to the other side.' After dismissing the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was. And the other boats were with him. A fierce gale of wind developed, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up with water. And yet Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him up, and they said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing, that we are dying?' And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, 'Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?' And they became very much afraid and said to one another, 'Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" And so this story is so important, because when we're in a storm, this is something that God has shown me, okay? I live in South Florida, and we deal with hurricane season all the time, every year. Half of the year is actually dedicated to hurricane season. And when we know that there's a storm coming, we prepare here. We go out, we board up our homes, we buy the necessary supplies that we need, whether it's food, water, flashlights, batteries, gas for our generator. We prepare for the storm that's headed our way. But if you are familiar with hurricanes and hurricane season, then you're familiar with understanding the spaghetti model, right? The storm never really has a direct path. They may have an idea of where the storm may hit, but we never really know the direction of the storm, and it's often unclear. That's kind of how life is, right? We may see things coming our way. We may see the storm coming, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes the storm just comes out of nowhere, and we find ourselves in this boat in the rough seas. Now, it says in the story of when Jesus calms the storm or stills the sea, it says, in verse 38, "And yet Jesus himself was in the stern asleep on a cushion." right? Jesus, the storm never rattles Jesus. Why is that? First of all, it says in verse 41 that they became afraid and they asked, who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Every trial that we're going through has to be obeyed by God. And I spoke about this in my last episode when I spoke about Job. Now, if you know the story of Job, the enemy, the devil, Satan, goes to God and asks God for permission to allow certain things to happen to Job. He loses everything, right? But God allows that. So many times God allows the storm in our life. He already knows the beginning and the end. He already knows when he will calm the sea, when he will calm the storm. And many times we're sitting in the boat and we're saying, Jesus, where are you? Right? It says here, they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? When I am finding myself in the chaos of the winds and the rain and the storm that is blowing, I mean, there have been times where I have fallen to my knees and said, God, do you not care that I am dying here? Right? There's so many stories in the Bible of people crying out to God in such a dramatic fashion. That, you know, that they feel like they are dying, because in the moment, that's what it feels like. It feels like we're never going to make it out. And it's in the moment where we cry out to God, do you not care? Of course God cares. Of course he cares for our needs. And he knows that all he has to do is rebuke the wind and hush the waves to be still. So he says here to the disciples, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Have you forgotten who Jesus is? Because it's clear that they have. They became afraid and they said, who then this is that even the wind and the sea obey him? We forget sometimes in the storm who Jesus is. We forget his authority. But we also forget that the spirit that lives within us is greater than the spirit in the world. The spirit that lives within us is the same spirit. When we accept Christ, it's the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. So did we forget who Jesus is when we ask, who is this? When we become afraid and ask where he is? In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Many times we're in the storm, right? And Jesus is saying, do you still have no faith? It's really easy to have faith when things are going our way. It's really easy to have faith when there is no storm. Now, in my last episode, I talk about the importance of being still, but also standing firm in place. What does that mean? When we stand firm on the rock of our salvation, on Christ and his promises, when we stand firm on our faith, we cannot be moved, right? It says in Hebrews 6:19, the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil, right? So our hope is anchored in Christ. When a ship is anchored, it's not going anywhere. It may rock back and forth, but it's not going to get lost at sea. When you are anchored, when you're anchored in the rock, you're not going to get lost at sea. You may get tossed around a little bit, right? You may bend, but you won't break, right? So I had this this experience with the Lord, and I talked about it in my last episode, where I was very sick with COVID, and God was teaching me to rest in him and be still. And there was a day where I started feeling better. It was around the 10th day of me being sick, and I was standing in my bedroom, and I heard the Holy Spirit remind me to be still, be still. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, stand still. I was standing there. I stood there frozen. And I was listening. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to know? in this moment. And the Lord gave me a vision of an image of a hurricane. It's a very specific image. If you know hurricane season, you know the image. The winds blow counterclockwise, okay? And he gave me this, they blow counterclockwise around the eye of the storm. But in this vision, he showed me the image of a cross in the middle of the eye of a hurricane. The storm that rages around us is the battle. And if we stand firm where Jesus is in the eye of the storm, the battle might rage around us, but the battle, we will never be touched. Now, if you were to move outside of the eye of the storm, the winds within the inner circle of the storm are actually the strongest and most powerful and dangerous. But if you stay within that eye, there's a peace there. There's a calmness. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." The battle that rages around us, it may seem like you're arguing with a person or with a certain situation in your life, but the battle that's raging around us is happening in the spiritual realm. And I spoke about this in my last episode about how God fights our battles. But when God gave me the image of the storm and standing in the eye of the storm, he also reminded me that we are the apple of his eye. And so I started researching what that meant. The saying, the apple of one's eye, what does that mean? It means a person of whom one is extremely fond and proud of. A daughter who has ceased to be the apple of her father's eye, or the daughter who is the apple of her father's eye. A person whom one is extremely fond of and proud of. God, we are the apple of God's eye. It says in Psalm 17:8, "Keep me as the apple of the eye, and hide me in the shadow of your wings." We want to stay in the eye. We want to stay as the apple of God's eye, where we remain in a place where he is extremely fond and proud of us, right? Genesis 6:8 said, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of God." Now, it's often said that the eyes are the windows to your soul, right? We are finding favor in the eyes of God. It's the heart of who God is. His favor is pouring out from the core of who he is. Job 34:21 says, "For his eyes were upon the ways of a person, and he sees all of his steps." And God knows the storm that we're in. He knows the steps that we're going to take, and he knows if we're going to stand still or if we're going to keep moving. If God tells you to be still and know that he is God, in that storm that's raging around you, he is going to take care of you. He will always protect you when you remain in the eye of the storm. It's when we decide to go our own way and to step out of God's will for our life, that's when things really start to be chaotic. That's when the storm really starts to destroy us, because we're stepping outside of God's will. God wants us to stand firm in who he is while he fights the battle for us, right? Jesus, in the story, when he stilled the storm, he called to them and took them into the boat, knowing Jesus is all-knowing. He knew that there was a storm coming. He knew that in the storm, there was going to be a time where he was quiet. Because in his quiet stillness, in his sleep, he was testing the disciples' faith in the storm. Jesus will call us to a certain calling in our life. He will tell us, come with me. Come in the boat. We're going to go across this sea, right? There's a worship song, and I don't even know what it is, but the Holy Spirit just reminded me of the lyrics that say, "You will cross an ocean so I do not drown." God will cross an ocean. Jesus will cross the ocean for you so you will not drown, but you need to keep your eyes on him and remain still. There's going to come a time when the storm is raging around you. You're going to see it coming, or maybe you don't. You're going to try to prepare in all of your humanly ways, but there's some storms that come in our life that we just can't possibly prepare for. They come out of nowhere. But God is going to tell you in those moments to be still. Remain close to him in the eye of the storm as the battle rages around you, and you may see the winds and the waves breaking over your boat. Your boat may feel like it's filling with water. You may feel like you're drowning. When I was sick with COVID, this was a huge test of my faith. Not because I was so very ill, but because I was immovable. I couldn't leave my home. I was exhausted, and God was telling me to be still. But there were things that I still had to take care of that I couldn't take care of. I had to rest and trust in him that he would calm the wind and the waves, and that he would handle all of the things that he promised to handle. So what storms are you crying out to God, asking him, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing, that I am perishing, that I'm dying here, Lord?" Because God is testing your faith. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Has God not proven to you time and time again that he will provide for you, that those needs, those bills, those things that you're worried about, he promises in his word to provide for you? He clothes the grass with lilies. He loves the grass so much. How much more does he love you? He will clothe you. He will take care of those things. Has he not shown you time and time again that he will provide for you? But do you still have no faith? The things that we are going through are strengthening us. They are giving us perseverance. They're giving us courage. They're teaching us so that we can look back and help the other people behind us that feel like they're drowning. Sometimes the lesson is we don't see the lesson in the moment, right? The disciples in the boat didn't see the lesson in the moment when the wind and the waves were crashing upon their boat. They didn't see it in the moment. They saw God's glory later. It wasn't until Jesus showed them the miracle and then asked them, "Do you still have no faith?" They forgot who Jesus was again. Do you still have no faith in who I am? Do you still have no faith in what I'm capable of doing? And then they became afraid and said, "Who is this that even the wind and waves obey him?" They spend every day with Jesus, and in the storm, they forgot who Jesus was. I am so guilty of this. I have forgotten who Jesus is in the storm. Many times I have cried out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Right? All dramatic. But God promised to never leave or forsake us. So why would I think that? It's because rather than focusing on God and standing in the eye of the storm, I decide to do things my own way. I decide to focus on the waves. I decide to focus on the wind that's knocking at my door, the hurricane that I see coming with such an uncertain path. My pride wants to take control of everything. But sometimes we are left and told to stand firm, to anchor our hope in Jesus, in the rock. And though our boat may be tossed upon the waves, it is Jesus who is in control of that storm. The spirit that lives within us is greater than the spirit around us. Our fight, our struggle is not with the things of this world. It is a spiritual battle. And who better to fight that battle? Who better to calm the wind and the seas, but he who created the wind and the seas, God himself. It's says in Zechariah 2:8, "For the Lord of the armies says this, after glory he has sent me out against the nations to plunder you. For the one who touches you touches the apple of my eye." If we stay inside the eye of the storm, anybody that comes to touch us is essentially touching the apple of God's eye. Stay close to God. Seek shelter in his wing, and he will protect you. He will be the one to fight that battle that's raging on in spiritual realms. He will fight that for you. He will send his angels to protect you and fight for you. So where is your faith? Who is your faith anchored in? Is your faith anchored in your situation, your circumstances? You only have faith in God when the storm is calm, when the seas are calm, when there is no chaos? Or are you anchored in Jesus, knowing that it doesn't matter what wind and what waves rock my boat? The one who created the wind and the waves is the same one who will stop the wind and the waves. And it is in the rocking of the boat that we learn to have perseverance, so that when we see others behind us going through their own storm, we can testify to God's glory. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about God's glory in our lives. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't given your life to Christ, or you're looking to find that peace, feel free to find me on Facebook at Crystal Swass, or on Instagram at Crystal Swass. If you're wanting more information about my coaching programs or how to break through to your breakthrough, you can find me at www.crystalswass.com. A special thank you to River of Heaven Radio Network for allowing us to have this show to speak truth to the nations and help you remember that you were created with purpose, on purpose, and for purpose.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.